Plus, a new documentary was released. It's called Te Ohaki, and it followed the recreation of Whiri Michael Black's classic Kehea Taku Reo, which was released during this year's New Zealand Music Month as part of the Waiata Anthems kaupapa. And we're kindly joined by our marae kura of music, Whiri Michael, who is with us to talk about her experience making the song and the documentary. It's a tuene, tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale. Tēnā koe. Kua roa te wā, kia ora.
Tēnā koe, Whiri Michael. It's always wonderful to have a kōrero with you as much as we enjoy hearing your waiata. Hey, the recreated waiata of Kehea Taku Reo, we'll play it later.
Yeah.
Did you decide to recreate it, or was Hinawehi or somebody else involved in doing that, or did you think it was a good time to re-release it?
Well, it actually kind of started off with my son, Ati Kanapu, who does feature in the documentary part, and it actually started and evoked his own whakaaro and the people that he's been with and, you know, had friendships with on the journey of learning te reo Māori. And it kind of identified for him his own personal struggles. It's very difficult for us to talk about our personal struggles when we're dealing with te reo Māori, and we've never had an opportunity to examine why that's there. So this is what my son Te Kanapu had seen, felt, experienced. And, you know, we'd done a couple of workshops about dealing with trauma, intergenerational trauma. He had a mahi like that. And for myself, I'm really, really pleased that, you know, we did that little hikoi. He did that little hikoi because that little hikoi moved mountains for us and normalised our feeling about parts where we struggle with the reo Māori, the embarrassment, the silence, and even with others that make a mistake in te reo Māori when engaging with us, how do we feel about that? So, if anything, Dale, I saw the purpose has been very healing and good to acknowledge it for far too long in some of the hikoi I've done in regaining, reclaiming my reo Māori. And then being a tutor as well, that those feelings are not really acknowledged before a reo Māori class is rolled out. And it may help to keep our Māori in those classes just to hold space for that kind of kōrero.
Well, look,
that they're not to blame, their parents are not to blame.
Kia ora.
We're very these feelings to have the parents we did.
Yeah, these feelings that you speak of are ones that I've felt many times over the years on my little journey, and, you know, there's a long way to go, but many of us of my age, of our age anyway, have those feelings that you've touched on, you know, quite regularly. Look, what was your favourite part during the documentary-making process, Whiri Michael?
I loved the story. I loved the story. I loved hearing from everyone. I wasn't present at all times during interviews. So it was beautiful to hear everybody else's whakaaro around that. My most favourite part of it was working closely in our own whānau way, the writing of a new verse, which I had nothing to do with, but I got to witness as a mother my children go there, at the Kanapu, Doni, Nātapa, Māre Kura, listening in close, and myself too. My most favourite part was watching my children handle that mahi very closely and quietly, and I was very excited to watch how they worked with each other, and it gave me an opportunity to work in poipoia my mokopuna, not so much in what I say, but more so in what I do in a relaxed atmosphere of kai, kōrero, glass of wine, because we don't get to see one another that often. We're all very busy doing that mahi for our iwi Māori, which is in whatever way we can inform it to bring our doing mahi, that's mana enhancing, let me say that, Monday Nancy.
In Ugly. It must have been
so
neat.
That was my favourite part.
Yeah. Well, you got different Tiki was in it, Tiki Tani, Carlos Tykes, Kings, and your own Mokopuna as well.
Yes, it must
have been pretty special to hear them grabbing hold of your beautiful waiata and giving it a touch of themselves.
I reckon so. I was, I was surprised that these young people wanted to do that with the song and go there. And as a parent, as a whaia, as a kuia, I just felt like, okay, it's not quite how I envisioned my part was going to be in here. I thought I was going to be telling everybody what to do. But it didn't go like that.
Well, it's out like now. Sounds neat. The actual, the part, okay, Takaureo, do you think everyone who worked on this re-release, know where their own reel is? It's a question we need to pose to each other, eh?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they've found where they're at. I hope so because I have found where I am at from that journey, which is not to give myself such a hard time. Moku ko te kimi nā kupu whakaniko i taku whakaaro. That's what I need to do. Ki te rangahau i nā kupu whakaniko i aku whakaaro. To immerse myself, I identified from that journey, what I need to do is go and find those words that give me expression and beauty and tone when I am trying to express something important.
Well, I just think it's wonderful
and that might not be too far from the more their songs.
Aida.
To reuse and bring them into our life and our everyday conversation as opposed to sitting over there until it's tangihana, until it's kaupapa, when we sing Mō Te Atea. But to bring those works over. But that's also, I feel like that because of the places I've been to on the journey of te reo.
Well, it's great talking with you again at the tuenda. And if you'd be kind enough to just introduce that waiata, we'll play it so our kei whakarongo can enjoy this version of Kei He Takaureo. It's a classic waiata, Māori. Kōrero mai te tuenda.
Tēnā koutou, ko te waiata e whai ake nei. He whakahoutana, he whakātū, e hiki ana. I te atāhua o tō tātou reo Māori. Ko tāna ingoa, e rapu ana, e kimi nei tātou, e hono nei tātou. Kia tāna te whenua te reo i rato i a tātou. Kei hea taku reo. Te o hāki, kei hea taku reo.
Our beautiful friend. Very Michael Black with us today. Here's that waiata. Hope you enjoy it too. It's 9:35.